This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still taking fire from both sides of the aisle for his decision to pull U.S. troops back from northern Syria. Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Kamala Harris saying late yesterday,
"Yet again, Donald Trump is prepared to betray people, and in this case, people who have stood with us."
Some of the sharpest criticism coming from U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican who has generally supported President Trump's agenda. But the president is standing firm.
They have their opinion, and a lot of people do, and I could also name many more than you just named of people that totally are supportive.
America's ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, today will testify in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. He's expected to be asked about his role in Trump's efforts to get Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
The Dallas judge who ruled over the Amber Geiger murder trial says she stands by her decision to hug the former police officer after she was convicted last week and sentenced for second-degree murder.
I was looking at her, and then my memory said, "Your job is to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly. So how can you not hug this lady?"
Geiger has now begun a 10-year prison sentence for the fatal shooting of her neighbor, Botham Jean, who she says she mistakenly shot, thinking she was in her apartment and he was an intruder. The Supreme Court's to hear oral arguments this morning on whether the Civil Rights Act protects gay and transgender Americans from discrimination at work. The law makes it illegal to discriminate against workers on the basis of sex. The court's to decide whether sex applies to gender identity and sexual orientation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors rolls into its fourth week. So how are negotiations going?
A top negotiator in contract talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers says bargaining has hit a big snag. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus is raising doubts about whether there'll be a settlement soon in a contract dispute that's led to a 21-day strike by 49,000 union members. The letter says the union presented a proposal to the company, but General Motors responded by reverting to an offer that has already been rejected. I'm Wendy King.
Now we turn to the price of gas. The average cost across the country for regular unleaded at $2.65 a gallon. That sounds slightly this week. USA Radio's John Clemens with a breakdown of the numbers.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California motorists are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week, thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. She is here with us, Michelle Malkin. We're going to be talking about her new book, Open Borders, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Just to remind you, Michelle, of course, is a wife, mother, American conservative blogger, syndicated columnist, political commentator, number one New York Times best-selling author, started her career in 1992 as a columnist. Michelle, it's been a whirlwind since then, I mean, nonstop for you. Obviously, what it is that you have to say, people want to hear.
I hope so, and I have no plans on stopping anytime soon. This is my seventh book. It's also my longest book at nearly 500 pages, and I felt very compelled to stuff as much information about who's funding America's destruction, the hundreds and hundreds of entities that I identify as members of what I call Open Borders, Inc., Open Borders Incorporated, on both the left and right, and how it endangers American sovereignty and safety.
Well, Michelle, this is the thing. I mean, it's the old axiom, follow the money. And this is quite revelatory, you know, who you brought out, and that, you know, because I've heard the argument before that it's both sides contributing. But here is, well, you've documented it pretty well, and it's almost inarguable at this point.
Yes, I start out with a chapter on what I call the caravan cartel. People have wondered who it is that is sponsoring all the illegal alien caravans that we've seen pressing across the border, these surges that happen every summer, every Thanksgiving, every spring, at Easter time. And the phenomenon has escalated under Trump, but it certainly didn't start under him. Mm-hmm. The establishment of a shelter network, for example, that stretches from Central America all the way through Mexico and into the interior of our country, was subsidized not just by George Soros, but in large part by collection plate donations by unsuspecting members of the Catholic Church, Lutherans, and the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It stretches across religious affiliations. People don't realize that many of these non-governmental organizations are also tax-exempt non-profit groups as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this came out recently as well, so I'm glad that you're bringing this out and to the forefront again, Michelle, and that is that these religious institutions are involved in what we would say is a diabolical move and challenge against our very constitutional principles.
Yes, it does, and sovereignty should be what is the ultimate goal of any of our policies, and certainly our immigration policy. And yet, from Open Borders Inc. propagandists, you hear that we should be guided by Statue of Liberty's poem written by Emma Lazarus, and that we should pretty much welcome every last willing worker or refugee in the world. The problem is that our asylum system has been largely abused by people who manufacture false stories of persecution and then come here to do untoward things. I have an appendix in the book that lists 60 of what I call refused jihadi, refugees who come to this country to wage jihad on Americans or go back to their home countries and kill their own people.
Right. Well, their argument has been couched all around, as you say, the Statue of Liberty statement, which has been taken out of context and conveniently adjusted for their agenda in the spirit of what that is saying and where we are. Those are two different things, because when you look at the refugee number, the actual number, what are we talking here? 10%, less than 10% are actual refugees after everything is said and done and they've been properly vetted?
Yeah, so there's a total of about 3 million, and they're redistributed from around the world into unsuspecting neighborhoods and towns across America. And I cannot tell you, I can't estimate for you how many of them are fake, but what I can tell you is that at the southern border, we have now a manufacturing of asylum stories, coaching that is going on all the way extending into these poor Central American neighborhoods. They know that if they can put their foot on American soil and turn themselves in at Border Patrol sectors, that they will be caught and released. When the Trump administration is finally trying to do something about that and shut off those magnets, but in the meantime, this racket is inducing illegal alien parents to do incredibly reckless things with their children who are being abused by coyotes. And then those coyotes are paying off the drug cartels, which charge a premium to get across the finish line. And you're enriching a lot of people who have no compassion at all.
Exactly. Michelle, the thing has been shocking to me, and with me being Hispanic, I know the value of families. And what we're talking about is Latin countries here, in this particular case, sending their young daughters on this treacherous trip, dealing with coyotes, drug runners, sex traffickers, the whole ilk here. And the parents giving their daughters, their young daughters, birth control pills, saying, you probably need to take this, because chances are you are going to be sexually abused on this trek that you're about to take. It boggles my mind that Hispanic parents would do that to their children.
It is bone-chilling, and ultimately people do respond to incentives, and I cannot blame people who perceive themselves to be in desperate, dire straits to do desperate, dire things.
Mm-hmm.
So then who do we really blame for this? Well, I talk about all the Open Borders, Inc. entities that are involved in creating these irresistible pull factors. And what we have to do is start defunding the people who are making money off of it. And that means reexamining the tax-exempt status of many of these groups who really should be criminally prosecuted for aiding, abetting, harboring, and sheltering illegal immigration.
Yeah. How are they solving the problem?
So on my end, I think knowledge is power, and the first thing is to shed sunlight on all of this and be transparent about what's going on. The Trump administration is fighting in court at every level against what I call the illegal alien lawyers lobby, but ultimately I think that enforcement is the most compassionate policy of all. We already are spending massive record amounts of foreign aid to these very countries, and what citizens in those home countries need to do is start holding their own elites accountable for continuing to keep their people in a state of misery and, you know, economic oppression. What's really going on here? Rather than reward these leaders, we should be holding them accountable for saving their own countries and making them safe enough places that people feel like they can stay there and be prosperous and safe.
Yeah, the thing is shocking to me is you get some of these pundits that really don't know what they're talking about and say, well, we need to give them money. Well, we've been giving them money. We have helped and supported them, but as you say, down to the street level, the people do not realize how much money their government has been given by we the people, by the United States, and it has been their corrupt government officials that have taken that money and used it for them and not for the people there.
Yeah, and I urge people to get a wider grasp of these numbers. I have a section at the beginning of the book called Open Borders, Inc. by the numbers, The total annual humanitarian spending by the U.S. on the rest of the world totals $8 billion. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year on refugee processing and resettlement. And, of course, what happens? Well, with specific regard to illegal immigration, it's the drug cartels that are enriched by all of this. And then, of course, a lot of financial institutions. The remittances, the money transfers that are sent from illegal and legal alien workers in the U.S. back to Mexico alone in 2018 was $34 billion.
Wow.
This isn't about compassion. This is about the bottom line.
Exactly. Michelle Malkin is with us. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc. We've got more from Michelle after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 300 markets across this great country of ours. Hey, I'm honored to be talking with Michelle Malkin. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction, is quite an eye-opener. It really brings to measure here, Michelle, the importance of why, if you are forming your opinion based on 8-second sound bites, you're not getting the whole truth and nothing but.
Yeah, that's right. It was unsatisfying to me to go on cable TV, and I've done that for about 15, 16 years now, and have leaders and listeners asking, well, why is this happening? Where's the money going? What are the accurate numbers? And that's why I sat down. This is not an easy read. This is not a vanity project. It's really a reference guide, especially as we head into the next election cycle.
Exactly.
These are existential questions that we face, and every single community in the country has to grapple with the fact that the failure to secure the southern border, the failure to vet people properly who are coming into the front door, imposes costs on all of us.
And not to mention the other unintended consequences. Michelle, I got in a lot of trouble here a couple of months ago because I had said basically what's going on in California. I was born and raised in California. I went back and saw the increasing homelessness that was going on, human feces in the street, drug needles. This was an absolute recipe, I said, for an epic disease outbreak. And shortly after I'd made that statement, it was noted that measles was now being dealt with. And then the LA Times here recently, a couple of weeks ago, reported that medieval disease, quote unquote, medieval diseases have returned to Southern California. Ebola and the Black Plague are showing up. This is all a result of a combination of things. The open borders, homelessness, people coming in, even the CDC has said, we've got people coming in from, these third world countries that are bringing in diseases and immunities that American citizens have not been exposed to.
Yeah, Open Borders, Inc. is literally toxic, and you make a great case there for why we need to have proper vetting of people, whether they're waltzing across the desert or landing at airports or seaports of entry. I mean, that alone should cause at least some sort of unanimous agreement among people across the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Particularly at a time when, many of these same forces are uniting to mandate vaccines for everybody else. I mean,
right.
How could you do that and not impose the same sort of standards on people who are coming here from other countries?
Ridiculous. Exactly. Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. The other thing that you mentioned in terms of lack of compassion or how law is compassionate, look at what we're doing. We're becoming complicit with the drug runners and the sex traffickers. These young girls, what they're subjected to, Michelle, is incredible. You know, I was reading a story here recently where you get these young girls in these sex trafficking camps that will have sex as many as 20 times before noon. They get a couple hours break, lucky for them, and then they come back and they do an evening service again, another 20-30 people that they will take care of. I mean, this is what these young girls are going through, and their life expectancy now has been reduced to maybe 4 to 5 years.
It's terrible. The number of people that are smuggled across Mexico to the southern U.S. border every year is about 800,000. The annual revenue from southern border smuggling and its enterprise is between $3.7 billion and $4.2 billion a year. You think of the human wreckage that involves the suffering that you just talked about of these girls and women, and yet it's people who advocate enforcing our law and our borders that are the ones that are accused of being heartless or anti-immigrant. Who's speaking up for these girls and women who are being preyed upon? And then, of course, it comes across to the border and infiltrating public school systems all across the country. I was recently in Montgomery County, Maryland, where finally grassroots citizens are revolting against that sanctuary space because MS-13 is preying not just on girls and women, but on young boys there, beating them up if they refuse to join the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly violent and bringing and importing a culture that is antithetical and suicidal when you think about it, when you think about the fabric of our country and civilizational survival.
Yeah, you talk about beating him up. I mean, it's more than beating him up. I mean, beyond even MS-13 with all the machete murders that they've been doing, a story in Southern California of a young kid, high school kid, they ripped his heart out, Michelle. They ripped his heart out. It is disgusting what they're doing, and it's like Atlas Shrugged here. What is going on? And then you've got the governor of California just promoting more of the same and going, wait a minute, you're adding to the problem. You're adding fuel to the fire. Can you not see that?
Yeah, and there's no safe space from these illegal alien sanctuary spaces. That's the problem. I mean, I moved from the Beltway, which had been increasingly become a sanctuary jurisdiction, to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is happening in Colorado. I started out my visa career in Los Angeles, saw the early fissures of the this battle that was taking place right around Proposition 187, and then his grassroots patriots who supported that were demonized in much the same way that President Trump is demonized now.
Exactly. Well, and we've got no help from the Democratic Socialists. They've made it clear that the open borders is the order of the day. The squad continues to malign ICE and those agents, which are predominantly, I mean, if you look at the makeup of ICE, mostly Hispanic, and they're maligned in such a way that, you know, there's a total disconnect because this thing has gotten so emotional that it's no holds barred in how they will set up their argument and how the mainstream media will carry the water for them.
No question. I have a very important chapter in Open Borders Inc. called the A-Team. I identify them as the Abolished ICE Forces and FIFA, and the Sanctuary Anarchists. And the concerted propaganda campaign against ICE agents, as you say, many of them who are Hispanic or naturalized immigrants from other countries, who understand that having an orderly immigration system is good for other people around the world who want to partake in the American dream. You've got Hollywood and the media that recycle propaganda stories likening ICE agents to Nazi concentration camp guards. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anybody who's actually been inside an ICE facility like I have, whether it's government-run or privately run, knows that they are far safer and cleaner and provide many more amenities in some cases than State Department of Correction facilities or county jails do.
Exactly, exactly. And Michelle, I was reading where you just called out Facebook, speaking of some of these outlets, for what they've allowed to happen. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yes. Silicon Valley, unfortunately, has enabled many of these agitators who are inciting violence and waging a war on ICE. And I identified something that's happening in Colorado this week, where anarchists and Denver communists are marching to the private home of a warden of an ICE facility run privately in Aurora. And comments have been left that infer that the house of the warden should be set on fire, death threats that wish for him to be hung. We've had ICE facilities that have been shot at in San Antonio, Texas, Citizenship and Immigration Services buildings that have been targeted with people who threw Molotov cocktails at them in Florida, and then in Tacoma, Washington, an Antifa radical who attempted to firebomb and kill people inside an ICE facility who was shot by police. Thank goodness nobody was hurt in that case, but who left a manifesto arguing for violence against ICE facilities across the country.
This is how insane this has become, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle's new book, Open Borders, Inc., who's funding America's destruction. She tracks 400-plus nonprofits, religious charities, believe it or not, legal organizations, political lobbying groups, businesses, and government contractors involved in the push for illegal immigration and open borders. Michelle, the book available, of course, at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website. Where can they go directly to be in touch with you?
MichelleMalkin.com. You can track the latest on my Stand with ICE rallies, which I'm holding all across the country. OpenBordersInc.com for more information about where to get the book and where to get signed copies, et cetera. And then, of course, my Twitter page I'm still on it. I haven't been banned yet.
Right.
At Michelle Malkin.
Michelle, thank you so much for all your hard work and your dedication to the freedom principles of our U.S. Constitution. You're absolutely awesome. Congratulations on the book. And we look forward to continuing the conversation with you. All the best.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-source vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still taking fire from both sides of the aisle for his decision to pull U.S. troops back from northern Syria. Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Kamala Harris saying late yesterday,
yet again, Donald Trump is prepared to betray people, and in this case, people who have stood with us.
Some of the sharpest criticism coming from U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican who has generally supported President Trump's agenda. But the president is standing firm.
They have their opinion, and a lot of people do, and I could also name many more than you just named of people that totally are supportive.
America's ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, today will testify in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. He's expected to be asked about his role in Trump's efforts to get Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here. Just dealing with a little bit of technical difficulty, but hey, we just keep forging forward, and thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. Jeff Dickens joins us now, the Deputy Research Director at the Media Research Center. Jeff, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here to update us on all the happening with the media. I mean, they are in overload regarding Hunter Biden and all that's been going on. 7 hours to Trump Ukraine, only 46 minutes to Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal. Well, you know, back to business as usual. Thank you very much, mainstream media, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we just looked at 10 days of coverage here at the MRC and Newsbusters, and we found, as you noted, this is, the broadcast networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, their evening and morning shows. And we found a total of 7 hours of coverage devoted to this whole Trump-Ukraine story, but only 46 minutes spent on the Hunter Biden connection, which was the only thing that Trump was concerned about and the allegations of corruption. Now, on those 46 minutes where they actually didn't mention Hunter Biden, much of that time was spent saying, oh, Trump said we can't confirm these claims that Trump is saying there's no evidence of Hunter Biden corruption. But if you go back and look at stories, even liberal publications like The Atlantic and New Yorker, you'll find that when they looked at the Hunter Biden making, I think it was like $50,000 a month to be on the board of this Ukraine energy company.
Right.
By the way, not having any experience in energy and in the energy business, even the Obama administration officials says it looks sketchy, and they were worried about it when Biden was vice president. So for the networks to just completely blow by this Hunter Biden potential corruption is just showing what just complete and total double standard. And it's just their most upper on that.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're back in that situation again where the mainstream media is carrying the water. You know, they're really not interested in getting down to the bottom of this. And, of course, what Joe Biden says, hey, look, they already investigated. Wait, what do you mean they already investigated? When and who? I mean, the only thing I heard was Peter Schweizer 2.5 years ago with his Empires book, pointed out that this is dirty. I mean, this is a bad, this doesn't look good. And, but I didn't hear any investigations. Did you hear one?
No, there wasn't. And this is, at the very least, it's very swampy. It's Hunter Biden trading on his father's name to land these huge cases. I mean, this is, Hunter Biden was in trouble before this. He was having all sorts of issues, substance abuse issues, and he got kicked out of the Navy, and somehow he lands this and again not and had no experience in the energy sector and landed this sweet gig on this Ukrainian board. It looks very suspicious at the very least, and then and it works pretty much just ignoring it. Or if they are talking about it, they're saying, "Oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there." We see this all the time. And so they don't care about the truth. They just care about what advances the progressive movement, what advances the Democratic Party, what is going to get rid of Republicans, what's going to get rid of Trump.
And, of course, part of the sensitivity that you hear is that, well, wait a minute, we got a candidate running for president. We don't want to compromise his ability. But, well, wait a minute, since when did the Democratic Party or the mainstream media have a conscience? I mean, about somebody running for office, they need to be protected. I mean, they did this with Hillary, as we know, and now here they are protecting Joe Biden, and they're not interested in the truth here, or at least informing, their readers and followers accordingly, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, I've also done articles upon articles about Joe Biden and the number of gaffes and mistakes he's made over the years where the media will they'll either not cover his gaffes, or when they do, like BFD, I won't get into the details about that, they laugh it off as, oh, that's just Uncle Joe being Uncle Joe.
Right.
Whereas,
right.
Any Republican or conservative like a Dan Quayle back in the day, or even Sarah Palin made a sort of a gaffe, it was just, you never heard the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's no question they've played patty cake with Joe Biden. I've maintained since this has come out, Jeff, I don't know about you, but I'm projecting there's a fork in Joe Biden. He's done. It's almost, in a sense, it's almost convenient. I mean, because just as much as, you know, the establishment reigns, I mean, the establishment is reigning, this shadow government is reigning even within the Democratic Party. And this is the nature of socialism and this kind of mindset they maintain is, look, they're going to use you as long as you're useful. If they think you're expendable, they're going to kick you, you know, they're going to kick you to the curb. And it almost seems that they're utilizing, you know, Joe Biden as a bit of a tool here. They really, you know, a good portion of them are not confident that he's the one to be able to meet Trump. Though, you know, I'm sorry, I still cannot buy into these polls that they're taking. They're showing Biden, you know, beating the president by 10 points. That's not real to me. It just reminds me of what happened the last time with Donald Trump. Remember, everybody was beating Donald Trump. Hillary was going to beat him, you know, by 10, 15 points, you know, even up to the day before the election. And look what happened.
Well, you make an interesting point. And raise an interesting point that if the media perceives that Biden is not capable of beating Trump for some reason, then they'll turn to Liz Warren. Liz Warren, of course, yeah, has her array of controversies, including the whole, like, she landed a job that was meant for a Native American at Harvard.
Right.
Even though she didn't have actual Native American blood. So, they've stopped that controversy, or they flipped that controversy to say Donald Trump's being a racist because Native Americans, while he's doing is pointing out that, in fact, actually, Warren's was, it was Rangers. He stole a job that was supposed to go to a Native American.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So if they give up on my end, then they'll go to protecting Liz Warren, or, you know, if Kamala comes up, who knows?
Right. Well, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, they've gone, and this is what politicians do, because then they come back and say, why are we talking about, you know, her Native American controversy? That was already, you know, handled in the court of public opinion. We're beyond that. But no, look, if people don't forget, I mean, that's still there. It's just the same as Richard Blumenthal, you know, appropriating any kind of honor from the military and claiming some sort of special military honor, and then you find out the guy was lying. And how he still has place and any kind of credibility whatsoever in the Senate, beyond me. Just saying, Jeff. Jeff Dickens.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit.
for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. And we've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, with us right now. Hey, Sam, we're doing a little bit of phone action here right now. Got some little technical difficulty, but hey, that's never stopped us before, right?
I know, we just keep it on, right?
Yeah, girl, that's it. That's what we do here. That's the way we roll. Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, if you want to drop me an email, I'm always eager to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's where it's at, so check it out. You know, I'm glad on this link story we're talking about Botham Jean's brother forgiving and hugging an ex-cop as she was sentenced to 10 years. I'll tell you, was probably some of the most dramatic television I've seen in a long time.
It really was. You know, the case of Amber Geiger, I know it stirred up a lot of emotions, and it's a real tragic story. You know, it's a complicated story, and it was so sad to see somebody like Botham Jean die so young and so unnecessarily. But to see what his brother did at the end of this court trial for Amber, it was just amazing. You know, his brother's only 18 years old, and I just couldn't. As soon as I thought, I knew we had to talk about it this week because I was like, I can't think of a story that seemed to move more hearts than Botham's brother. His name's Brant, and you know, he told her he loved her and to reach out and give her a hug. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this already. I just thought it was worth discussing and. For him to go down and hug somebody who, and give her forgiveness, you know, to show that kind of grace. I just thought it was admirable. And he's the kind of, he's only 18 years old, but he could be a leader, for the rest of us and show us how to not just be good American, but good Christians. And I'm just so impressed and amazed with, the strength of character this young man had. And, you know, you can tell he comes from
his older brother. Yeah, this is older brother that got shot and murdered at the hands of his police officer who walked in to his apartment thought it was her apartment and that he was an invader and you know, she worked a long shift and was exhausted and you know, as they reported in the case. And it's a sad story, but you're exactly right that Botham Jean's brother who was the victim of this. I mean, the brother, you know, sat there and giving, you know, the victim's report at the, you know, leading into the sentencing and asked the judge, says, can I hug her? and asked the judge several times if he could hug her. You know, and the thing is, is we hear a lot of stories about people like us, you know, forgiving people, and you think, I mean, the most incredible deal, like we were talking about yesterday, you know, in the South Carolina in Charleston. Remember when, you know, nine people were shot there?
Mm-hmm.
And almost in unison, every one of the victims, you know, the families, you know, came and said, well, yeah, you know, we forgive Dylan Ruth and we're praying for him. I mean, you know, those were one of those, and of course, this was, you know, black and white, you know, a perfect recipe for, you know, all the race baiters to come in and do something. And thank God, the act of forgiveness by these family members there in Charleston in much the same way, like, in, Botham Jean's case with his brother.
Right.
You know, to do what he did. I mean, like you said, it's a learning opportunity, but keep in mind the consistency. You're talking people who are followers of Christ. I don't know how you do that without having faith in Christ to be able to forgive somebody, Sam.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you think about it, it takes faith and it takes, it takes a lot of strength because I can't imagine how it feels to lose a loved one, especially in such a circumstance, and to be able to forgive the person who did that to them. I just think that takes a lot of, it's a lot easier to be, it's not easier, but it is easier to be angry and, you know, just kind of not let it go because you don't want to feel disloyal to that person. And when you heard Brand talking about his brother, Botham, who was killed, you heard him. He's like, this is what he would want. He would want me to do this. He would want me to forgive you. He would want you to, you know, accept Christ. And it was just an amazing. It was hard to watch that. You know, the prosecutors said that they had never seen anything like this in 30 years of, you know, working in court cases.
Do you know the other part of this story? Is
with
the judge. The judge gave Amber a hug and a Bible, which is just freaking out all the activists. They're, oh my goodness, you know, you can't have God in this. And wait a minute, you know, you're talking here. This young woman is getting 10 years in prison and she will carry with her the rest of her life, you know, her story that she accidentally, you know, killed someone. And obviously somebody as nice as Botham Jean must have been, I mean, this is going to be with her forever. And, you know, and she honestly asked the judge, she goes, will God forgive me?
Oh,
you know,
man.
And,
you know,
that's pretty amazing, you know, and the judge told her, she said, yes, God can forgive you, and he has. And she said, well, I don't even know where to start. How do I ask God for forgiveness? And the judge had never, in all her years, you know, she had never, you know, been so overt about her faith or, you know, gave anybody a Bible. And here it is, you know, for that moment and that time, you know, she was to give a Bible, you know, to Amber.
I think that was, you know, if you ever wanted a role model for your faith, that would be this judge and Brant Jean, you know, it was just, and, you know, obviously his brother too, who was the victim in this case, it's sad. And, they've turned something tragic and, you know, shown what
mercy.
Love looks like.
Yeah,
mercy.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. So, anyway, that's more of the story, but we're not hearing, you know, the other part of the story of the judge. All we hear is the controversy, you know, you've got all these activists, you know, complaining, well, you can't bring the Bible into a courtroom. And, you know, the judge was clear about it. Said, look, you know, the case was already settled. This was afterwards. In fact, you know, the judge came off from where she was at, came around and hugged the parents and the family of Botham and Jean and Brant. And then went ahead and I think it might have been Amber that may have said, you know, could she hug the judge? And the judge went ahead and hugged her. And then they had this, you know, the short interaction about, you know, about forgiveness, because that's what it's all about. Kind of amazing. The second story you have here, and all these stories, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, are featured at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go there and you can read up more about it and, you know, be moved in, you know, on all these stories, because, you know, Sam reports reports every week on these videos that have absolutely gone viral. I mean, millions of people have viewed these now, so and millions more you get to see them. So, hey, you're welcome. It's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. This next one involves a five-year-old cancer survivor that donates thousands of toys to Children's Hospital. What's going on here?
That's right. So Weston Newsanger, he was diagnosed with cancer back in 2016, and he went to a hospital there in Pennsylvania, Penn State Children's Hospital, to get treated. And fortunately, because of the treatment he received there, he was able to survive, and he's been 2 years cancer-free. So whenever it came to his birthday this year, his mom said, "Well, what do you want?" And he said, "I don't want anything. I want, you know, what I would like is to give Play-Doh and some dinosaurs to the Children's Hospital, because that was what got him through. You know, those little things that had been donated were what made it pleasant for him when he was there."
Right.
When he was going through chemotherapy and he was so sick, and you know, you see somebody go through something like that, especially a child that young, and it seems like it gave him an appreciation for life and what he went through. They were actually able to raise about 1,700 little individual gifts to give to the Children's Hospital. And then, like, I think they ended up having over 3,000 containers of Play-Doh.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful, all the joy that it will bring? And it's amazing, like, those simple little things. I think that was a good reminder, too, that it was just those little, like, it wasn't expensive toys that he remembers or that distracted him. It was Play-Doh and little dinosaurs and little superheroes. And maybe we could all do something like that for our local Children's Hospital. You know, just take $10, and if everybody did something like that, what a difference it would make.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what an incredible blessing. This next story involves a high school cheerleader. I mean, here you've got homecoming festivities, which can be pretty exciting. Everything's going on, and here she is, a high school cheerleader leading the way, and she's on the homecoming float, and she realizes that there is a boy who's choking. What happened here?
That's right. Tyra Winters, so she's in eighth grade. She's at Rockwell High School in Texas, and she said in eighth grade she actually learned about this technique. She was on the homecoming float, like you said. And she saw a little boy being held up by his mom, and she's like, "Oh my God, help him!" Apparently, this little boy had eaten a piece of paper, and then he started choking on it. And his mom said she looked over, and she just happened to look over. There was no noise, there was no choking. It was just complete silence on this little boy's part, and his mom didn't know what to do. Unfortunately, because Tyra's mom had been in the medical field, she taught her CPR training in eighth grade. And Tyra knew just what to do. She jumped off the float, ran over, picked him up, and turned him over, and patted him on his back 3 good times, and saved this little boy's life. So thankfully, she was aware enough of her surroundings and prepared by her mother to save this little 2-year-old boy's life. It's quite amazing.
Well, he was choking on paper, Sam?
No, paper from candy. You know, they give out, give out those candies at the parade sometimes. And
right, exactly.
He had swallowed it wrong.
Oh,
and
my God. Wow. Well, thank God for her situational awareness, though, without a doubt. Well, she's the good news girl, and you know why. Like I said, go to Sam's Corner, Bill Martinez Live, and watch all the other viral videos. Thank you, Sam.
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.